Japanese pilot.
You're a good friend, honest Schwarzenegger. Give me a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
Let's go to bed.
Together?
Of course, it's Roman times. We are men.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast out there that, much like the TV show Gladiators, will never die.
Oh, that show's still going, isn't it?
Kind of not.
I always wanted to do the pyramid.
Yes, I just want to fall down it.
Yeah, it looks so fun.
It does look fun, but you know you're popping a shoulder. But please give me that option. Hi, I'm Alan Ordworth, by the way, and this is Corey Sutton.
Hello.
And easy, Tiger. Much like the tigers in this movie, go back underground and get held with a chain. We are doing Gladiator, the 2000 movie starring Russell Crowe.
Yes, the film that won him the Academy Award for Best Actor and Best Picture.
It's a good movie. I'm just going to quickly come out with that. Critics agree, 80% from the critics, audience, 87%. I loved it. We watched it for this podcast, and I thought I'd seen it before because I knew so many of the famous lines and the scenes. I never actually watched the whole thing before, and I loved it.
Yeah, I don't think any of the film was actually filmed in Italy, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was filmed anywhere but Italy.
Wow. It's hard to... Really?
Yeah.
It's just because Russell Crowe sounded so Spanish. As the Spaniard in this movie. Is that not how you say it?
We're close.
Okay.
One thing I love about this movie when we were doing a little bit of research for it, and yes, I know what people are thinking. You guys research on this podcast?
All right, like, don't make fun. We're trying, okay?
This movie apparently was a major revitalization of the sword and sandal genre.
All right, that's not a thing.
I didn't think it was either until I looked that up.
And it's a thing?
It's a thing, because think about it. This movie was a 2000 film.
Yep.
You then had Troy.
Yep.
That came out in what? 2003, 2004 with Brad Pitt and
300?
Eric Bana. 300, Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, fun.
And then so on and so forth.
Okay, that's my favorite one actually out of the bunch. But yes, it was a pretty good movie, to be honest with you. Let's get a character before we get into the synopsis. Of these are the characters you have suggested, our audience. And they will appear randomly in this podcast at some point as we try to add Arnie to the movie Gladiator. I have Jack Bauer stuck in traffic during an important mission.
Oh, Jack Bauer's from 24, yeah?
Yeah. He's a sub of them.
Yeah, was those episodes only 24 minutes?
No. The whole...
Because I never watched 24.
Oh, well, here we go.
I knew that they had a clock.
Yeah, so essentially, I don't know the later seasons, but I watched the first two seasons. It was riveting television, by the way. It was 24 hours, so each episode was an hour, and I think they must have had 24 hours, I guess.
Okay.
24 episodes, sorry. And so it was literally like an hour of like each time, so it's clocking, it's like meant to be kind of almost like in real time, and constantly you see this like clock ticking, because it's like the president's going to be killed in 24 hours, or some bomb's going to be going off in 24 hours, so it's this constant like ticking clock.
Wait, so they had 24 episodes in a season.
I don't.
Each episode was 1 hour.
Don't hold me to that, but maybe. But essentially, it was playing down the 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely what.
And he was like a badass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty cool. Okay. And hot.
Okay, so the first scene.
No, synopsis, please.
Oh, sorry.
Yes,
I'm jumping
in. You're
ahead.
In a silly mood.
In ancient Rome, fun fact, actually, they never were in Italy. For
all right.
Gladiator follows the story of Maximus Decimus Meridius, played by Russell Crowe, a loyal Roman general who becomes a slave after being betrayed by Commodore.
Just get Commodore.
Holden Commodore. He's betrayed by Holden Commodore.
Yep.
That's an Aussie joke.
Yep.
The ambitious son of Emperor Marcus Aurelius. After losing his family, Maximus seeks revenge against Commodus, who seizes the throne through treachery.
Mm.
Maximus rises in the gladiatorial arena, ultimately facing Commodus in a gripping final showdown.
So Arnie could basically fit anywhere in this movie. He's a big muscly dude.
He's tailor-made for a gladiator movie.
Absolutely. I mean, he was just Conan. He just needs to do that in this movie. So this isn't a hard job for us today, adding Arnie to this movie. But I think we go right back to the start for Joaquin Phoenix, who has featured on this podcast quite a bit.
Yeah, see, we did Signs. We did
Joker.
Yep. We don't live in the past on this podcast.
Although in saying that, we do need to go right back to the first scene of this movie. And that is the whole moment where basically, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix's dad, Commodus?
Joaquin Phoenix is Commodus.
Oh, he's Commodus, sorry.
It's Emperor Marcus Aurelius, played by Richard Harris, who happens to be the first Dumbledore.
Oh, before he died.
Before he died in Harry Potter 1 and 2.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, he died over two movies?
No, he was in first film, okay. And he was in the second film.
That's like, that's
and then
nice.
They replaced him with Michael Gambon.
That's right.
Was it Gambon?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was Gambon.
I'm not good with names.
It's just hard for me. okay? I have the brain of an 8-year-old. And I'm blind. That's called a throwback.
So, we'll do the scene where basically the dad is telling his son that he ain't inheriting anything. He's actually a total disappointment. And it's this whole scene that sets up the whole plot of the movie. Right after he visits his dad on the front line after a big victory. Let's do it.
Commodus. Commodus, yeah, come into my tent.
Yeah, okay, yes.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God, Dad, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations on the victory.
Son, thank you.
Do you want to go out there and party with all the troops?
I have... No, partying is not part of what I do anymore.
No, of course not. No, me either. Yeah, boring. Having fun, yeah, and, like, eating fruit and drinking wine and having sex with lots of women. Yeah, boring. Who wants to do that?
Son.
Also, I didn't like the way that that guy looked at me, Maximus. He gave me a bit of a weird look.
You're talking about... I don't think he likes me. My favorite man.
Yeah, maybe.
Decimus Meridius, Spaniard.
Yeah, the Spaniard. I don't like him.
My top ranking general.
Okay. Well, I think, you know what? I think he rank as well. I think he's rank.
Commodus, you need to hold your tongue.
Okay. Well,
I am still emperor here. Yeah?
What about that, actually? My question for you is, who's going to, like, be the boss or, like, whatever? Casual chat, you know? Like, because you, like doing such a good job with the wars and stuff, and you're taking all the stuff for Rome. Go Rome! Hey, Rome, how good, number one. But I was like, hey, man, like, maybe, like, you want to retire, chill, put your feet up, and I could, like, you know, run it and create my professional wrestling company that I've been thinking about doing called Gladiator, and it's, like, in the big Colosseum. I have these big plans.
Commodus.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm talking too much.
I had the best linguists in all of this kingdom.
They were a little cunning.
And the best you can say is chill.
Chill, man. Take it easy, bro.
So, as your father, it pains me to say this.
Pains you to say what, Dad?
But I need you to know.
Daddy, please.
It's father.
Okay.
Again, the linguist thing.
Yeah, you're okay. You're looking so serious right now.
The
chill.
The son I told you about.
I'm sorry about the chill thing, Jesus.
The son I wish I had.
You know I studied abroad.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's fine. Come on. Out with it, old man. Jesus. I mean, what year was it when you started? X1, XX1 or something? And now it's like X1, XX2. I think that's how it works. Two X's actually after that X.
Or number four.
Then it takes away, doesn't it? It takes away if you put the X. There's a V in there somewhere. Anyway, what were you saying, old man?
The best mathematicians in the land.
Yeah, they've got an abacus.
And they could not even teach you Roman numerals.
No, they couldn't. It was so difficult. I'm like, oh my God.
The son I wish I had.
Yeah, yeah.
Was
I only know Roman numerals from WrestleManias.
Which is what you want to do in the Colosseum.
Yeah, it'll be so cool. You see my plans.
I do see them.
Yeah, they're so good. So what is happening right now? I feel like you're trying to give me some bad news. You need to chill, Papa. Come on.
You're not letting me
finish. Take it easy, right? No, come on. I'm with it, old man. Go. Come on. Shit. My horse is getting cold.
The son I wish I had.
Yeah, who's that?
Was Maximus Decimus Meridius.
He's so mean to me.
He is...
He's so handsome as
And Rome.
And I don't like his Spanish accent. It's very Aussie.
Rome needs a strong leader.
Yeah, hello.
Rome does not need a bloodline.
What?
Rome has become a political...
Oh, man.
Monolith.
What? This sucks, man. What are you doing, dude? This is so bullshit.
And I just think...
What am I going to do then?
You would ruin Rome is what you would do.
Oh, ruin it or make it super awesome. So what are you telling me? You're telling me I'm not going to be the boss anymore? You're going to make the Spaniard... What is his name?
You were never going to be the boss.
What the hell? This is news.
Maximus is the man I want to take over Rome.
Oh, Dad, this sucks, man.
It does suck. Maximus is the man who I want to bang your hot sister.
What?
I thought
I was going to bang my hot sister.
No.
This is so bullshit.
That would be incest. Which is a topic we've never really broached on this podcast.
No, not yet. And I'm going to move it along quickly because I don't feel comfortable talking about it. In case someone gets a grab, takes it out of context, and all of a sudden it sounds like Al Nordworth is endorsing it. So
I thought
I was going to bang my hot sister. Let's just move on. All right. So, Daddy. Dad.
Yes, Father.
Father. Papa. I love you so much. This is news to me. My heart is broken. You see it from my little sad cry face. You see it? Not your face.
Don't cry.
That's what I
Commodus,
do now.
Holden Commodore.
Come here, Daddy.
Oh, you want come to here. I get it. This will be a hug.
It's a parting hug.
It's a parting hug.
Because I love you so much.
And we hand
now, just quickly, before I hug you really, really tight, because I love you so much, Dad.
Yes.
Did you tell anyone else this plan?
No, I thought...
Cool. I am the emperor now, and I am going to have a legacy that would rival Vince McMahon.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
I've hurt my voice again.
Yep, yeah, I try to help you.
Why do I pick these characters that have raspy voices?
Because I don't.
Play hard, play smarter, not harder.
So obviously, life doesn't go so good for Russell Crowe.
No.
Then he's trying to get his way back in. He gets sold as a slave. I'd like to do the scene where it's early days before he gets into the big Colosseum. He's like fighting people.
Oh, he works his way up the junior leagues.
It's basically, it belongs with Eye of the Tiger, basically, a little montage, if I'm being honest. Yeah. But instead of a montage, we just get really awesome dialogue and great scenes. But we'll take it. We'll take it. But it's him alongside a bunch of fellow slaves as they're just fighting to stay alive, essentially.
Mm.
And there's obviously the big pivotal quotes that come out of it. And I think we explore that scene now. So let's do it. Arnie will be one of the slaves that's alongside
Maximus.
Maximus.
Maybe before like a big battle or something.
Right, as they're getting into it. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
My name is Maximus. And I have been in these wars before, boys. If we want to survive,
oh, this guy's good.
We have to work together.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. I work together good.
No, as you can hear from my accent, I am not from these lands.
Yeah, you're Spanish.
I'm Spanish. Clearly, I'm Spanish.
Yeah, it's a good accent.
We have
I
to
guess
work
where
together.
I'm from.
I assume Spain as well.
Yeah, Madrid.
Got it in one. Spain recognizes Spain. So, you and I, we need to team up if we are going to win this battle today.
Yeah.
There's a man out there I saw dressed as a beast. It looks very impractical
it's
to fight
cool.
In.
It's really cool.
I'm going to take that guy.
Okay.
You take the other four.
Four?
You're much bigger than us.
No, hold on. That's not fair.
The other two guys, I need you to take care of them.
Okay. This is a good plan.
Thank you so much.
I just got a couple of logistics.
You can ask two questions, Thomas. Two questions, because it's about to open the door, so we're about to go into a pillage of fire and death. What is your question?
Oh, do we get armor?
That's your first question.
Damn it.
The answer, I cannot give that to you.
Why can't you give me the
answer?
This
is my armor that I brought from home. Did you bring your own armor from home?
I didn't bring... nobody told me we had to bring stuff from home.
You should bring armor from
home. They kidnapped me in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they do that. But you just got to bring the armor from home. So that will be next question and last question.
I mean, what am I going to...
I can hear that they're getting started out there, so...
Do we get armor?
No, we don't. Is anyone listening to me? I know my voice is very low. And if this was a Colosseum setting, you'd be curious how people could even hear me when I speak, because it is so low and quiet.
You command attention, though.
Yeah, you could lean in, right?
Yeah, I'm so
saying leaned. That, but if you're in the back seats of the Colosseum, how would you even hear me speak?
I mean, it'd probably echo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe an echo?
Like some kind of like, yeah, the...
I mean, if you project your voice.
I'm not going to do that. To me right now, I am shouting. This is my shouting voice. Okay, guys, let's get out there and just give it a good go, you know? Let's just get out there and try and survive, okay? You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Well, that was easy. Well done, all of us. We've absolutely killed everyone. We've done such a good job. I'm really proud of all my boys. But I have a question for the crowd, so bear with me. And I am going to really use my shouty voice. Are you not entertained?
What do you mean, entertained?
Are you not entertained?
I think they were. They were cheering.
Wait, is that
food.
Guy saying, did he say, are we not entertained?
I mean, I think he said we're
not. Wait. Sorry, he said, are we not entertained? Because I'm enjoying this.
I was very entertained. I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what he's saying is,
yeah.
Are you not entertained?
So what do we say back?
I think we say yes. No,
well, yes, but wait, so we're entertained, but we're not
what
entertained.
What if we ask for clarification?
I don't think he's in a talking mood,
no,
man.
No, I think we can, I mean, we're cheering for him.
Well, you shouted him, because I don't know.
Okay, like, well, only if he asks it again. I mean, if he asks it again, I'll do it.
Okay. Are you not entertained?
We just need a little clarification.
What do you mean?
Do you mean, are we, like, do you want us to say yes, we're not entertained?
I've killed 14 men today.
We can see that.
I've killed them all.
You did a good job, too.
They're all dead. My team and I, we beat them to death. And my question to you is, are you not entertained?
We just don't really get what you're saying. What's the meaning of this?
If I could just interrupt for a second, I just want to... I think what they're trying to say is what you're saying to them...
Yeah, I'm asking if they're not entertained.
It doesn't really
it's
make sense.
It's a simple question. When we did all the killing, the bloodshed, the murder, the blood everywhere, I'm covered in it, you're covered in it, everyone's covered in it, blood everywhere. I asked the question at the end of all the murders, and I said, simply put, are you not entertained?
And what answer do you want back from them?
I want an honest answer. I want an answer to the simple question of, are you not entertained?
Yes. I think we're not entertained.
Well, then I'll stop killing then if you're not entertained.
Well, now,
I'm taking my sword and going home.
No,
I don't need this shit. I'm going to be in my locker room.
I'm going to be in
my dressing room.
Maximus.
You're coming with me, other slaves. We're going to hang. We don't need this shit. Let's get out of here.
No,
we don't. I don't work small rooms. I'm out of here. See you, losers.
Okay, bye.
This whole town's
Maximus.
A fucking joke.
Maximus is.
We're going to do a Maximus shitters on this Crowdus. I've had a bloody gutful. In Spain, this shit's awesome.
You didn't make sense.
What, it didn't make sense?
The crowd didn't get it.
I killed everyone.
I know.
What's the problem?
I mean, I helped. I did a bit of killing.
You did a bit of killing.
I just think the crowd really struggled.
With what?
With your English.
My English?
You're a Spaniard.
It's my third language. You got a problem with it?
I just
think... How hard is it to answer the question, are you not entertained?
It's pretty hard.
What would you say to it?
I'd probably say no.
Perfect answer. Thank you so much. You're a good friend. Honest Schwarzenegger. Give me a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
Let's go to bed.
Together?
Of course, it's Roman times. We are men.
Well, my voice is not going to last much longer. But I mean, did anyone else have that thought of like, are you not entertained?
You think about it, it is hard to work out. Like, what are they meant to say? Are you not entertained?
No. Because if you said, are you entertained? Yes.
Yes.
So are you not entertained? No.
No. So the right answer is no.
But it sounds negative.
It does.
And I'm not being negative to Russell Crowe.
You know what?
I'm going to let it ride.
It's time to bust out a fact based on this issue.
Okay, hit me.
Apparently, Russell Crowe was so unhappy during this script. He didn't like the script. And he would frequently walk off the set and initially refuse to say some of the famous lines in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I will have...
It just sounds so dumb. No man ever talks like this.
And he later said to the screenwriter, your lines are garbage, but I'm the greatest actor in the world and I can make even garbage sound good.
Wow.
Which now that I think about it, are you not entertained is a garbage line.
It's a garbage line on paper, but he did make it sound cool.
He made it great.
Yeah, made it really cool. Scene that I like to see Arnie in, there's a point where they just kind of pan across it. And they're showing kind of all the slaves getting ready for the next battle. And they're all chilling and they're eating. But there's a couple of people on a table. Russell Crowe's not part of this conversation. But it shows them playing a game where they've got a snake in a bowl. They're hitting the bowl. And then the snake's coming out. And they're like trying not to get bit by this poisonous cobra, I think. And I'm like, what a random game. But I guess if you got nothing else going on, right?
You might as well play with snakes.
Good old snake in a cup game.
So you want Arnie playing snake game?
I think so. I think that works, right? Okay.
Okay, so I'm dealing the cards around. Here you go. One for you, one for you, one for you, one for you, and one for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So just are we doing classic rules? Snake in a cup?
Sorry, are you Arnie?
No. He's over there. I'll come back in a second, okay? You explain the rules. Just rest your voice. So normal rules, snake in a cup, because I played this in a few different continents, that's all.
Oh, so which continents are you played it in?
India.
Okay.
Which is a country, not I know, I know.
I've never been.
It's pretty good. This is where I actually got the snake from. So the way we do it at home is what we...
Where's home?
Ireland.
Oh, okay. You do sound Irish.
Of course. So essentially what we're going to do, right, we've got the snake, put it in the bowl, bang the bowl a couple of times. Snake comes up, whoever it gets, they're dead, they're out of the game.
Oh, you die. Their money.
Well, it depends how bad the
bite is. Is that house rules?
That's house rules.
Okay.
So we can play. I don't know how. I mean, I'm new to this country, so I don't know. Like,
oh, you're fresh off the boat.
Can you not tell? My accent is so incredibly thick right now.
How do you feel about taking other people's jobs?
I can't understand a word that man's saying over there. What are you playing, snake in a cup? Traditional rules?
No, house rules. Apparently Ireland.
Oh, don't trust the Irish. They're no good with snakes.
No. They don't even get snakes there, apparently.
No, St. Paddy dealt with all those. It's a whole thing. I'm going to sit back over here to rest. Mainly my voice. Arnie, you want to take care of this one? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, guys. Come on, deal me in. What are we doing?
Arnie, miss, what was your name again?
Just call me Arnie. Yeah, it's Roman. Hey, if they're not going to respect it, I'm not going to respect it, okay? There was no accents and loyalty in this movie, so why else would I respect
that? That's a really good point.
Yeah, so suck a dick. Deal me in.
Suck a dickamus, yes. Are you playing as well? Yes, I would like to play.
He's not sitting next to me. Okay, all right, here we go. Let's play the snake game. All right, and around and round and round it goes. Okay. Where the snake goes, no one knows. Bang, bang, bang.
Go
open
fish.
It up. Oh god, that snake is looking at me right now. Oh my god. Okay, I'm just gonna grab the thing next to the snake.
Was he a good fighting slave?
Now he was all right. He's pretty weak with snake bites. Next round, deal me in. Okay, round and round the snake he go. Where did it stop? No one know. Duck, duck, duck. Hello. Oh, my God. I have a wife at home. And the snake's eyeing me off.
Oh, this guy looks like he's...
I thought this would be easy money, but the snake...
Oh, it got him.
Yeah. Guess it's down to three.
It's just you, me, and Suckamus Dickamus.
Yeah, I want him dead next. Round and round the table go. Where the snake? No, I know. Dang, dang, dang. He dead. Next one. Round and round the snake you go. Where they stopping? No one know. Bang, 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 bang.
Do I have to play? I mean, I'm going to die, obviously.
Well, it's between you and me. You got to lift the bowl.
I'm not touching the bowl.
You've got to lift the bowl. I'm sorry. I was just watching from over there. You've got to lift the bowl.
Okay, well, I'm going to lift the bowl gently.
Lift the bowl.
Okay, I lift the bowl.
You dead. Yep, all the winnings for me. And of course, as we're slaves, we own nothing. It looks like all these yummy food packets are for me. Oh, it's all Maggi 2-Minute Noodle seasonings. Yummy. This is going to make my boiled water so tasty. It's a hard life as a slave. He's not dead. A couple of other big scenes. I think the one that we probably have to do is Arnie... As in the reveal scene, right? As Maximus.
That's where you get that very famous line.
What famous line?
Where he pulls off his mask and obviously reveals himself to Commodus, Joaquin Phoenix, and he says to the crowd, says, "My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius."
That's cool. And don't get me wrong, Russell Crowe did a good job, but I want to see Arnie in that role.
Yeah, but then he says the famous line. There's more to it.
No, I assumed, but I just want to hear Arnie do it. So should we just get into it?
Absolutely.
Let's not mess around here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm going to be playing the role of Commodus. Or you do this? What am I? Oh, no, I'm going to be Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
What's his voice sound like?
Just a weasel.
Yes. Well done, slave. Well done. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Well done. Can we get a round of applause for this man? How good was he out there? He's killing them all, isn't he?
I'm
not asking
good.
Weird questions at all about entertainment, lack thereof, or plentiful.
Isn't this well crowd done. Entertained not?
That what? Okay. All right. So, well done to the team.
Uh-huh.
You've absolutely done a stellar job. Well, I'm very impressed by all of what you've done. I've got the slaves all over there, your little group of slave friends. It's great. My soldiers are
In this reenactment, the slaves were meant to lose.
That is exactly what I want to talk to you about. I thought that was wild.
Yeah, we won.
Crazy. You seem so familiar. It's crazy.
I mean,
your mask on right now.
I can't tell who you are.
You're so.
Do you want me to take
You're so delightfully familiar.
Do you like my eyes?
Yeah, they're beautiful. Did we go to school together or something? I don't know. It's crazy.
Well.
It's camp, maybe? Were you at the school camp or something? I don't know. It's wild. I feel like
I know you.
You
were a bit camp.
A little bit, yeah, always. That's the whole story of my life. But now, talk me through this. What is going on with the mask and the fighting? You're trying to hide from me or something? You're not trying to hide from me, are you?
No.
I'm your emperor, aren't I? Hail Caesar. Yeah.
I'm going to take the mask off.
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm
Thanks so much
say
for
some
offering.
Really cool stuff.
I'm waiting. We're all waiting. Can we get a round of applause for him?
Here we go.
It's so good. So good.
My name.
Oh, my God.
Is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Bit wordy.
Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Nah, I don't know who you are. I don't know.
Not ringing a bell?
When more, you a father of
General
a murdered
of
wife.
The army
yeah.
of Emperor Marcus Aurelius, your
I'm
dad.
I'm really bad with faces.
He said...
Good with names.
He said to me...
Yeah.
I'm going to be the next emperor of Rome.
Yeah, he said that to you.
He said it to me.
Crazy.
He definitely
he said
did.
That to me right before he died from normal reasons. Totally not getting choked out.
What?
Sorry.
Have you been banging your sister?
I wish. Am I right, brother? High fives? No? All right,
no,
too
I've
soon.
Been banging Lucille.
Lucille?
Lucilla.
Look, I'll be honest. I feel like I do know you. Can't place it, Mark.
You're a little weasel.
You're the guy that my dad loved.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah, because you couldn't be a weasel. Took me right back. Yep. Well, look.
He loved me.
Jeez, I don't know. Should we kill you, I guess, then? If you hate me and stuff?
It's kind of like we're going to have to battle to the death.
I'd rather just kill you now.
I mean, don't.
Let's get the crowd's thoughts on it. Do we kill him now, people? What's our thoughts on this?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down, we kill him.
No, thumbs really? Up. Oh, I live. Up. I have a good life.
Well, that guy over there, he's doing a deal or no deal thing. I don't think he's in the right crowd. What are you doing?
Well, that one there's doing red
tomato.
I just
wanted to know if it's a deal or no deal. You're in the wrong show. Get out.
Well, this guy's got a red tomato. That one's got a green tomato.
Yeah, that guy over there's got a big foam finger pointing up number one. I don't know what that means. Do you want him dead or alive? I'd like him alive, please. All right. Well, we'll leave him. Okay. Look, the crowd has spoken.
I'm just saying maybe we give it 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, okay, cool. So we're going to leave you alive for what, 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yep, all right.
We could get a timekeeper.
I know
a guy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Flashback. What the hell is going on? I'm stuck in traffic. This is absolutely bullshit. Is Jack Bauer on set yet? What's going on with that? Dink, 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 dink.
Man,
I'm meant to be in the Colosseum
car,
by
asshole.
Now. Why does everyone drive tiny cars in this bloody city? Come on, guys, let's go. Let's go. Oh, my God, it's got some life to save. I'm going to call up the... I'm going to call my... The, hey, can you find me an easy route to get into this access or what? No, I'm Jack Bauer. I'm stuck. I've been driving. I've done 14 laps around the Colosseum. There's nowhere to park. Well, I don't know. I don't know where he is, so we won't worry about that. I guess there's nothing really to happen. We'll keep you alive for a little while longer.
How about you just kill me now?
Yeah.
I'd like it.
Yeah, sick. All right, let's do that.
Because, like, you killed...
I'll do it.
You killed my wife.
Yeah, and your kid.
And my kid.
Yeah.
You hung him.
And then set on fire.
You burnt... You trampled...
Classic.
You trampled him with a horse.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Then you hung him.
Yeah.
Then you burnt him.
Was it that order? Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. Like, I do so much, like, devious shit. So I always forget. But yeah. And that did some horrible stuff to your wife. Yeah, I'll kill you. You want
to
die?
What did you do to my wife?
Hey, it doesn't matter. All right, cool.
Just in the heart. Just once. Just go.
Heart?
Heart would be great. How else would you do it?
I'm pretty good at strangling.
Huh?
Just ask my dad. I'm just joking, guys. I would never. I totally did it. Strangled him. Got him.
Everybody.
What?
Is this guy not guilty?
Yeah, we think he's guilty. Yeah, he's like... Just
no, is he not guilty? Are you thinking he's not guilty?
Wait, what? What did he say? What?
I said, is this guy...
Not guilty?
Emperor Commodus, is he not guilty? What?
Yes. No. I don't know.
He sounds Spanish.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Were you not entertained?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I still need an answer.
I don't know. No, I was not entertained. What? No, I was. Yeah, I don't know.
I was very entertained.
Well, if you were entertained, there is a way you can give back to us.
Yeah, show your entertainment appreciation by leaving us a great review on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
You can give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Follow and like our stuff on Facebook and TikTok. And you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook page. And just get involved.
Get involved. We'd love to have you.
Get not entertained with us.
And do it for Maximus Decimus Meridius. Now my voice is absolutely wrecked. The end.